Yo, what up, and welcome back to Grizz 901, your favorite post-game show for your Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies lose 128-103 tonight, but yeah, it was boring. There's no way to talk that one up, so I hope it didn't put you in touch such a sleepy mood as it did myself and even maybe my co-host. But tonight, the Grizzlies do go down 128-103. It was a game to kind of write off, but there's so many good things to talk about. There's so many good things that me and Nate are going to hit on. And we're going to give you a little bit of Grizz trivia in the second segment. So let's go ahead and get into Nate a little bit. Hey. He's already mad. What happened now?
The game ends and things are going wrong for me. I just hit the table and water spilled everywhere. So now I'm cleaning up a mess. It's just that kind of night for Memphis fans. It's unbelievable.
Listen, I'm going to be very honest with you all. That game, I could not pay attention. Like, I had literally nothing going on. Like, there's nobody in my house awake. There's nothing happening. There's literally a monsoon happening outside, which, you know, makes all the internet and everything else, you know, janky. But I literally could not pay attention. There's no, like, I could not make myself think about that game in detail other than we just got our tail kicked. Anything that stuck out for you?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I pulled my hamstring playing beach volleyball this weekend, which I asked me the last time I played beach volleyball. I'm not sure it's ever happened. It's just what was happening. And I have a backcountry trip coming up in 2 weeks. So I'm like in full like old athlete rehab mode. And let me tell you what else was going on tonight and how I feel about that game. If anybody is on PlayStation Network and plays Helldivers 2 and wants to hit me up, go ahead and put your gamer tag in the comments. We'll play some Helldivers 2. Because let me tell you what was getting me through tonight. It wasn't the game itself. it wasn't the greatest game in the world. But I actually think there was good. I was surprised you thought there was anything good. I actually think there was some good.
It wasn't necessarily
Jaren or Desmond Bane or stuff we want to be really good. But hey, take what you can get.
I saw zero. And listen, to be completely honest, the Black Ninja DJ, I wanted to watch Raw. So from my understanding, completely wrestling nerd talk, this was supposedly the best wrestling, like the best Raw that there's been probably in 10 years. I did see the ending, so don't spoil anything for me just yet. I'm going to go back and watch it myself probably tomorrow. But anyway, tonight I did not see much of it all. Honestly, the game, it was a throwaway game for me. I ended up playing Rocket League more than anything because for what I'll say is like Temu Bally's Grizzlies, like whatever's happening on that, I could not watch it. I couldn't watch it on my TV within regular cable. So I had to go back and stream it through my phone. And so that's the only way I could watch it. So I literally watched it on my phone the whole night. So that's probably half the reason I could not pay attention. But all right, let's go ahead and let's get to you and your positive thoughts on tonight.
Well, first off, when I saw Raw, I didn't read the full sentence. I just thought we were describing what happened to the Grizzlies tonight. So I didn't realize. I'm glad I read the full sentence and then just take it at face value. But listen, we all saw the bad. I will say, like, let's look at the one, like, truly negative thing out of the way. I was disappointed in Jaren tonight. So Goon can have it, but I just didn't think Jaren really showed up for it. To be clear, that's not I hate Jaren or an accusation of Jaren as a whole. He's the only guy who's been here all year going through all this. And they were so unbelievably outmatched by that team, as is like most teams they play. So it's a one-off, but I was like, come on, man. Like, show up for it a little bit more, in my opinion. All that to say, Scottie Pippen Jr. and actually Trey Jamison. Okay. Trey Jamison, and I didn't think Trey looked out of this world tonight, but I think every game he looks more and more like an NBA player. You know what I mean? Like, it's like every game I'm like, okay, the game's slowing down. He knows where he's supposed to be. He's sliding in for some cuts. He's going and getting in a good position for rebounds. Like, There's a couple times he straight up beat Jokic for 50-50 rebounds tonight. And then, I mean, there's a couple that got poked away from him. I'm like, man, this is a dude who looks like he's finding his way into an NBA player form. So I just think that's really fun to see. Yeah. And a guy who I think we all wanted to succeed. So it's cool to see that. And Scottie Pippen Jr. just continues to prove he needs a roster spot.
Yeah.
It's pretty plain and simple. That dude has proven it every time he's been on the court.
Yeah, so on the roster spot, let's talk about that real quick. Because I was added into a group chat on Twitter of some sort. By shout out to you, Grist Company Maine. And so I, for whatever reason, I was just watching along of the different texts back and forth. And I will say that was a topic of conversation through a different people is, you know, Scottie Pippen has to have a roster spot on the main squad, right? But what I will say is he's already under contract for next season as a two-way, okay? I won't say that he's not ready for a main roster spot because I think he has shown enough flashes. But obviously, this year is a complete write-off compared to what it was last year and then what we're going to have next year. So what I will say is you don't have Scottie Pippen Jr. on a two-way contract and convert him to a regular contract because you already have him locked up. There's no reason to create more work for you unless you're just saying, hey, we need him to play 50-plus games next year.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if that's even a thought process just yet, but I will say as the season gets going, such as we saw Vince this year, such as we saw Gigi, we eventually just go ahead and move him to a regular spot if we do see some movement within, you know, I guess Rose can't, you know, compete. His body is failing him. Rose could step up and be awesome. Like, there's so much unknown. There's no reason to go ahead and put the cart before the horse. That's an old man saying. There's no reason to go ahead and make a move now and make it even harder for you. Like, the roster crunch is already there. And so I'll say that he's under contract. No reason. Mm-hmm. Just assume he's on the roster and just like forget that it's a two-way. Just forget. And maybe he'll get paid later on.
And it's not going to be a Gilly thing where all of a sudden we have to get these games out of guys. Scrape and claw to get these games. So yeah, I think you're 100% right on that. But I wouldn't be surprised if moves are made next year that result in him ending up with the full contract. So yep. He's played really well. He looks like an NBA player and I think deserves an NBA roster spot. How he gets there is yet to be seen, but I'd be amazed if he doesn't wind up there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Before we get to Trey Jemison real quick, listen, I didn't realize this was a thing. I don't have a hat on. I didn't realize that I always wear a hat, but I guess I do.
Pretty much.
I guess I got that fresh cut. Fresh cut. I did ask my wife for my wife has been cutting my hair since COVID. Weirdly enough, I bought some wall clippers and we watched YouTube videos and she learned how to cut my hair during COVID and she's literally cut it for the last 4 years. And so when I need a haircut, I just ask and it magically happens if she's not too mad at me. But I will say she needs a glass of wine when she cuts hair. One time she didn't, not the best cut. I gave her some wine from here on out. It's the best cut.
You better find the happy medium.
No, I'm talking about the first glass.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Settles the hands a little bit, maybe.
A glass and a half starts to get a little bit back towards the other direction, I would guess.
Now my high school history teacher, listen, I am not that smart, so believe me, I'll take it.
Agreed.
All right. let's get into Trey Jemison real quick. And so on Scottie Pippen Jr. real quick, it is 17 points, 3-6 from deep, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, played 26 minutes. He played a very good game. Trey Jemison real quick. After I said real quick 17 times, 8 points, 5 rebounds and an assist, 3 of 5 overall. And so let's look at his advanced stats. Looks like he had a steal and a block. So shout out to Trey Jemison. So what did you see tonight? Because, you know, I did see some things, but what I see is, honestly, it's just throwaway minutes. I think he can be a spot-up guy, but I don't think there's anything there that just says, like, we don't need to go get a center. I don't think he's cured that just yet. Okay.
No, no, nothing along those lines. It is, he is earning a way into like an end of the bench role.
Okay.
Right. Like, he's just earning his way. And I'm not saying that's necessarily with the Grizzlies. Like, all I'm saying is purely on the player itself. He looks more and more like an NBA player. And if you're making that progress in season in a situation like this, that bodes well for you and your career as a whole. Right. Like, so it just, it's encouraging to see as someone who wants to see Trey Jameson succeed. Like, it's good to see. And it's nothing crazy. It's all the little things, right? It's the, he gets the ball under the basket and he knows how to go up with it. It's not a get the ball, panic, and all of a sudden you clank it off the backboard because you're just panicking, right? It's no, I got it. One power dribble, go up, right? And it's just learning all those little nuances of the game. So that's what it's really fun to see. Again, him, even like Scottie Pippen Jr., if he was getting a full contract, I'm not necessarily saying it has to be with the Grizz. I'm just saying as a whole, it's really encouraging to see. Now, Scottie Pippen Jr., I think, makes a lot more sense for a true contract with the Grizz once they can clear up roster issues next year. All I have to say, Trey Jameson, we always said he has the raw athleticism to be like in Xavier Tillman plus, right? Okay. He doesn't have the tangible skill set yet, but he continues to develop that skill set. So it's good to see.
Yeah, as the Black Ninja DJ is saying is, you know, he has the NBA body, right? But the development, it could be more rim runner, right? The pick and roll guy, the rebounder, the physicality. Like, he needs to fine-tune those skills. And the reason I say that is because this year has been incredible for him, right? He's found a spot that potentially could be his team of the future. But the same thing with Scottie Pippen Jr., you know, they both need time to really develop their skills. What happens is you're going to see these guys, you know, be thrust into the limelight this year, and they're going to be key contributors on a bad team. Next year, the team will be much better. They won't be as needed. What's going to happen is they're going to go down to the G League because they're both on G League contract next year, and they're going to dominate. And this is going to allow them to say, all right, I was playing within the G League and I was kind of just neck and neck with everybody. I went up to the show, did my thing, and like the game slows down for you. And so they're going to go back down the G League and they're going to dominate next year. And at that point, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to have the luxury as the Memphis front office and say, all right, we could bring up one of these guys and fill a role or fill a need and put them on a main contract and possibly solidify this roster and feel comfortable going forward. We'll see. But I do think that they're going to dominate next year down in the G League. Yeah. And I think you're going to see them in the future, whether it is another two-way contract or whether it is like a real roster contract. It's just so tight on the roster right now. There needs to be some kind of big move that is a 3-for-1, which rarely happens, that allows us to use some of these guys, but that also brings back a big name. So I just don't know when it's going to happen. But real quick, King Mix is asking, what's Jameson's contract? Two-way contract, whatever. I have no idea. Fritos and a hot dog. But
it's crazy how much money these guys make. And we're like, oh, it's nothing. NBA money is not real world money.
No, it's not.
I was thinking about that a lot this weekend. It's like, oh, he's on like minimum, you know, like 3.6. And I was like, oh, I wish I could make $3.6 million this year.
Just accidentally. Yeah, I think they I want to say that every game that they play is almost – I think every one game is a fourth of a year of a contract down in the G League. So if you play four games on the show, I think you make a whole year's salary of what you actually get paid in the G League for a year. I believe that math's right. I'm not. Don't quote me on that. I believe that's right. So what they're doing is they're actually making decent money when they play on the team. So shout out to them. Any other positivity you saw tonight? Because I don't want to get too far and too long into the show tonight, just overall. But the positivity, you know, there's not much there. Like, the Nuggets did not look like they tried. They literally did not. Jokic never looks like he tries, and he's amazing as always.
Yeah, they just, I mean, it's just a team that, one, is the best team in the NBA, probably, despite what the records may say.
They are the best in the West.
I Is that right?
That is correct.
I don't.
Listen, don't.
Oh, wow.
Come on now.
I'm gone for one weekend. Completely
lose track. Hey, if you had to pick real quick, let's get off trail real quick. Let's go. Two teams, two best teams in the league, one from the East, one from the West. Do you go ahead and back that up and say, hey, if I had to put money right now on two teams to come out and be in the finals, who would they be?
Nuggets, Celtics.
So you're just going to stay with the top. Are they that far ahead of everybody else below them?
Yeah. If I hadn't looked at the standings, I would have said Nuggets, Celtics. I had the standings pulled up, but yeah, it's just every time I watch them, I'm like, they are just so much better.
Yeah.
Than everybody else.
In the chat, give me your two teams. I'm curious about this because it's kind of happening right now in college basketball. Is, you know, if everybody saw it, you know, the Sweet 16, everybody, you know, now has moved into the Sweet 16. There were 16 games played, and the favorites won 15 of the 16 games just outright. And the only one that did not is Clemson over Baylor, and Baylor was a 3, Clemson was a 6. Like, it wasn't that big of a discrepancy. Yeah. And so, like, Clemson easily could win. But give me your teams, because I think I'm there with you, because Denver looks like the best team. They look the deepest, and that is not recency bias. I have always been a Denver fan. But I don't know if I believe in Boston just yet, but man, they continue to win.
They may not just be able to figure it out. But I mean, yeah. This is not like a team that's like, oh, they just flame out. Like, this is a team that's been to the finals a couple times in recent years, right? Like, it's not just some team that has never proven it in the playoffs. They just haven't actually gotten over the championship hump, which is like, there's levels to this, right? Like,
right.
If that's a tier, it's like, oh, we just haven't been able to win the title.
Yeah.
I'd pick them to go to the finals, man. The Bucks, I think, could give them a push. Like, because the Bucks have won it. And they have the guys that have won it. And when you put guys like Giannis and Dame and then Middleton together and they're clicking, it can work. I just don't think the Knicks have enough. Yeah. I just don't think the Knicks have enough because they I think are going to be the ones that push whatever round they go out, they push the team to the limit. But I don't see them actually winning it or getting to the
They're a speed bump.
Well, but they're not just a speed bump. They're like the random speed bump that's 2 feet high in the middle of a 35. Right? Like, it's the I didn't see that coming and now I think I blew my tire. Like, that they're that one. But
what an analogy.
Boston is just, I mean, just talent wise.
Yeah.
They just are so head and shoulders above. And to be clear, they also have a guy who's won it, Drew Holiday. They have one of those Bucks, right? And so if they don't, then Missoula is going to be in like John, whatchamacallit, from the Bible, disciple, hot water. That one's there for Brother Kenneth. That one there's for Brother Kenneth.
Brother Kenneth.
There's going to be some real hot water for Joe Mazzulla because they absolutely should go to the finals and they should give Denver a run for their money.
Yep. Listen, I think that I believe in the Celtics. I believe in Denver. I just believe in Denver the most.
Hold on. I got to bring these up because they say Boston has shown for years they can't get over the hump. The Celtics in the playoffs just can't trust them. I'm like, this is a team that's been to the finals. That's what I'm saying. It's like they've been to the finals, but then they lost to like the Warriors when they're going full bore, right? Who? And then was the other one the Nuggets? They lose to the Nuggets in the finals?
I think, yeah.
It's like
last year.
Why are we saying we can't trust them? They got to the NBA finals and then lost to awesome teams. Like, well, maybe they can't get over that hump, but it's not oh, we can't trust them in the playoffs. That's where I think I've heard a lot of like, we can't trust Boston in the playoffs. And I'm like, what the hell? The team's been to the finals like twice in the past, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, I think that I think it goes to show like when it, like we've seen Tatum just kind of bow out a little bit. And I just don't know. Like, the Heat have shown that they can just kind of dominate the Celtics a little bit within the playoffs. And that's what we've seen. We've been burned by them, you know, as well. And so, like, I like them. I think they're a very good team. I just don't know if I believe in really, if I really believe in Jaylen Brown. I believe in Tatum can, wow. But Tatum goes quiet, man. He goes invisible, man. Like just randomly on a random night. And so I don't love them. If I had to pick anybody, I would probably pick the Bucks just because Dame is just so nasty, but he's never won anything either. So, and Giannis is Giannis. And so he's just tough.
Yeah. And I was King Meeks is right. They've only been once. I was wrong, but I we've talked about this a lot on the show. I've never been a believer in the Dame Bucks thing.
Yeah.
I've just never thought that put them farther than Drew Holiday did from an all-around skill set.
I'm the same way. And so as Black New DJ is saying is, they have all the talent. The Celtics have all the talent to win in the championship. But when it time comes to finish, to beat the final boss, like The Rock, they just can't. And so
I agree with that. I just think they will be the ones trying to beat them.
Just call them the Cody Crybabies. That's what they'll be.
Be wrestling. So.
Yeah, you have no idea. but real quick, the comment section. Thank you guys as always. You're always amazing. But the comment section is sponsored by Streetcars of Memphis. Regular maintenance to your car plus all the modification needs. Speakers, lights, lifts, wheels, whatever you need, they can modify them all. Use code Grizzlin1 and get a $55 regular oil change and $65 for full synthetic oil change. It's an oil change at cost. There's huge savings taking place down there at Streetcars of Memphis, but go check them out online at 901SCM.com or call 901-323-3332 and schedule your oil change, maintenance, or customization service today. Streetcars of Memphis, the official sponsor of the comment section. I need to get an oil change for my wife. Maybe I'll send them down there. The Boston Crybabies. There you go. All right. Anything else you want to hit on this game? But kind of before we move on, there's not been much. And honestly, tonight I don't have much personally. As the chat goes, I'll go. But for the most part, I don't know of any topics that we want to hit on tonight that I've really just have a need to hit on. But one question, everybody's really really wondering.
Sharp.
How was your vacation?
I pulled my hamstring. It sucked. No, man, let me tell you, I'm closer and closer to moving to Texas. It's the land of wealth and freedom. I'm Where'd telling you, go? And meat. We went to Dallas. One of my buddies lives in Dallas. And so he was the lowest common denominator of time available. So I went there and it's just like meat and Tex-Mex and Mexican food everywhere. And cheap property. it's awesome. So
oceanfront.
We went to this place called Hard Eight, dude. Let me tell you, and it is not what you would think it is based off the way we have a maturity level on this show. But it was just like meat by the pound type place. Again, pause. But just brisket and sausage and steaks, dog. It was good. But I'm glad to be back. Most certainly glad to be back.
I like it, man. Well, all right, let's answer one question. Then we're going to get to the Grizz trivia in the second segment. But if we can't trade them, should the front office not extend or should they cut Zaire, Santi, and Jake? So to answer this real quick, Santi, I'm good on. Like, let's keep riding him. He's playing very well. His usage rate is falling, and he's playing within himself. He needs better pleasure. Zaire and Jake. They have been extended. They are on their last year contract, I do believe. I haven't looked at Grizzlies contracts, in like months.
King Meeks. I was waiting for King Meeks to hop in there with the cut Zaire now.
He just wants to wrestle.
King Meeks is trying to, wrestle for that contract. Santi, no, you don't cut Santi. I was about to say he had as many assists. He had one more shot than assist tonight. I'm like,
nice. Yeah, he's playing well right now.
Who's this guy?
All right, so real quick, let me give you the update. All right, so let's make sure this other guy's on a contract. All right, so Santi is on a $3.9 million contract next season, and then he's a restricted free agent the season after. Jake LaRavia is on a $3.3 next season, and then a club option that has not been picked up for $5 million the following season, all right?
Yeah.
So that won't be picked up right away for sure. And Zaire's got a $6 million club option that was picked up already. And then he's a restricted free agent for the next year. So they do have their bird rights. So anything that comes in on them, they can actually match. And so if for some reason somebody does send them something, they can.
It's, I think, unlikely they get cut unless they get like they get the opportunity for a move that's worth it. Right. It's like, okay, we have the opportunity to do something big and that's going to be necessary. Okay. Generally speaking, I feel like they keep them on, try and put them in some kind of package because it's contracts falling off the books. Right. I think both of them, right? Because the option hasn't been exercised on Jake, so he falls off. But then the option that was exercised on Zaire still falls off this next year, right?
So every player is under contract next season.
Right, but it still falls off after. As I'm saying, I'm sorry, after next year.
Santi and Zaire are restricted free agents after this upcoming season, yes. And
right, then but you trade them, they fall off.
Yep. Well, yes.
For the other team. I'm thinking about putting them in a package as a salary dump.
Correct. They will be on a spots. Yeah.
They and then Jake would fall off too, right? Same thing. He would expire after that year. Okay.
Jake has a club option. So if you were to trade Jake, that the team has a club option of, I think it was, I saw just $5 million to actually go and opt into that first, depending on whatever the time is. Anyway, yes, they are Santi and Zaire on expiring deals next season. Jake has a club option with opportunity.
Yeah. No. I mean, like I said, nobody they might cut somebody if it's like just some kind of dream opportunity and you have to. But generally speaking, they will either let them fall off the books or send them to somebody else that'll fall off their books.
Yeah, I agree. I don't expect anybody to get cut. It would be dead money, and you can't afford dead money right now. 4-6, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. It's still dead money. Blackney DJ, we're going to answer your question about BC. We're going to talk a little bit more about BC and his return possibly the next game. I believe he comes and comes back against the Lakers on Wednesday night. But before we get there, real quick, we're going to take a break when we come back with Grizz Trivia.
What do you think is more of a priority for this team? Because you're starting to hear a lot of rumors coming out about teams that are willing to make trades. I'm a big wing guy. This is Memphis. We barbecue in Wing City. So I also understand the importance of big men. The best players in the league are all bigs.
If you're making a player in a lab, absolutely you want to build a Paul George player. You want to build the big wing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like,
GG Jackson.
Yeah, or GG Jackson, which actually I was thinking about. Well, what about GG, Anthony? Right. But unfortunately, those guys aren't out there. And like, even when you start naming specific names of guys you want to get, like the quality drop off goes down quick. I do think the Grizzlies' easiest avenue to immediately improving next year and getting on the cusp of like being, you know, like a Western Conference finalist, or maybe if you get all the great breaks going your way, is improving your center spot. Just because, but there's just more of those guys, I feel like, available to help you out.
Tune in to the Anthony Sain Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
We are Grizz 901, the Memphis Grizzlies post-game show. I am Daniel. He is Nate. If you do us a favor, go ahead and hit the like button. As you always do, we can't thank you enough. But sometimes we get a little lazy and we need to remind you. But we always have a good group in here, as always. If you are watching on Twitter, thank you. Go ahead and hit the like and the share. But come over to YouTube as well. You can hit the subscribe button here at Bluff City Media. But also you can kind of get in here in the chat and kind of becomes a family feel. We're still looking for a name. Can't figure it out. It'll probably come next season. I don't believe we're going to force anything this year. But I do have some stuff that I'm trying to do for our community team, our guys, our crew and gals, I guess, that are here, that are rocking with us each and every game. I'm trying to do something for you for the upcoming season. And so nothing crazy special, but I'm hoping to make it more of a family feel. Me and Nate have talked about that a lot. And so we want to make sure that we try to do that if possible. It's just trying to figure out the details. There are memberships coming within Bluff City Media. We're hoping to figure out some of that details, that it intertwines with the Discord. But it all happens through actually YouTube. And so there are, I think, behind the the paywall of YouTube. There is a Memphis Tigers one with Hitman Hoops that they're starting to do now. So I think they're trying to do some other shows that are behind that, but also include, you know, the memberships within it. So some things coming. They're trying some things, and so stay tuned for that. We want to make sure we do that. But Pew's Residential Spray, they do flower shops, but also commercial landscape. They do all of that. But the Pew's Residential Spray has been their biggest thing that you want to get onto right now. And the reason I say that is because if you can get down with them, right now is the time. Because if not, you're going to have weeds and you're going to be killing those weeds all summer. But if you go ahead and get down their product on your grass, it will help eliminate that. And so you're not having all these stupid weeds sprout up all summer long. You should not have flowers in your yard unless they're in your flower bed. Okay. When you see these flowers, my kids love them. They're not in my yard. They're in the neighbor's yard and they go pick them all the time. They're not real flowers. Those are weeds. But go ahead and call Pew's Residential Spray now and they create that perfect weed-free lawn. You can call them at 901-633-2118. Let them know the Grizz and Animal Crew sent you. Remember, Pew's, you get big company strength, small company value. I know you didn't like my transition. It sucked.
Oh, it's not just that it sucked. I had one just geared up and ready for the people. But now the people got to wait until the next show. I had a great transition, just locked and loaded. And you gave us that crap. That pill. That dirty pill.
King Meeks wants to do a cookout. Listen, I'm down. I still think my black card is valid. Okay, I was given it many years ago. I still think it's good, but we can do a cookout at my house, barbecue beers, wings, whatever you might need. And so if you don't know what that means, then you're really not from Frazier or from Memphis in general. If you don't know what a cookout is.
Frazier not all, specifically?
Not all of us white boys would get invited to cookouts. Yeah. I've gotten invited to many cookouts. All right.
See the tone of my skin. It's extra white, so...
All right, let's get to it. All right. I have the Grizz trivia. My last one was the laziest, worst trivia question ever, but I did not know what else to do, and I thought Ryan might just be a dummy or even intoxicated enough to not be able to answer because he was down in Biloxi betting, gambling, and watching all the shows, all the basketball games. So I didn't think he'd even pay attention, but he still got it right.
But you see, he had internet.
He did have internet. All right. So the Grizzlies, they are shooting very well on the road, and especially from deep. They have now hit a franchise record, double-digit 3-point makes on the road. Nate, how many games in a row do you think they've done this?
Double-digit threes on the road. Oh, gosh. Double-digit threes on the road in a row.
Yo, say, shout out to you, Choicy, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. It feels like a fun thing, Choicy.
Yeah, but listen, listening the next day on the podcast, you know, listen, we can't appreciate you, but everybody else enough. But just kind of come through here to show some love, give a like. Appreciate you, man, or lady, whoever you might be. But yeah, shout out to you. But the Grizzlies now have hit a franchise record, and no, it's not three or two games in a row. Double-digit three-point makes on the road as a team. How many games in a row?
Let's say nine. I'm saying nine.
Nine for a franchise record?
Do you know how bad this team is at shooting threes? The next guess was 12. So at least I was going in the right direction.
You're not even close.
What is it, 17?
You're still not close.
No way.
You're not close.
28.
You're very close.
They have hit 20-something? 20-something?
The Grizzlies have had 27 straight games on the road.
This team?
Where they have had double-digit three-point makes.
That's surprising. Yeah, this team has sucked at shooting threes for forever, despite the fact they now shoot 50 per game. And I just couldn't imagine this team stringing together that many games in a row that they actually do it. That's super surprising.
Yep. Franchise record for the Grizzlies just overall, but 27 straight. That's good, the shooter. Shout out to you. And we lost all them too, probably.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I found today? And Goon, I did not want to do this, but I found if you look at the shot attempts and the usage rate and the points per game, if you look at them, if you go to NBA.com, go to their stats section, go just to the Grizzlies and dissect it down. I was doing it today looking for some a different, you know, Grizz trivia stat. If you look at it, do you know who goes into the on losses is the first on usage, shot attempts, and points?
On NBA, like the whole league?
Grizzlies. When they lose.
When they lose? Nope.
It's Jaren. But to his it doesn't go that bad though, because he is like second or third in all the other categories when they win. And so listen, that still go to his narrative, which sucks.
Just so happens they always lose. That's pretty much not his fault.
It was just this year, so I don't want to give too much. But, yeah, Goon, I thought you'd like that one. I looked as much as I could, and I could not get any other way to spin it. So I just said, F it. I'm going to find another
one. Here's what I forgot to factor into my mathematical algorithms is that tonight they hit double-digit threes on the road while shooting 25%.
Exactly. They're gonna, as Alan says, chunkers are us.
Dude, they're shooting just like – there's like – oh, and Santi only took three. That's even more surprising.
Yeah.
Oh, we.
That's what it is. I thought that was fun, though. All right, so shout out to all of you for kind of helping out with that. All right, let's get to the Brandon Clark talk. So, from my understanding,
Here's trivia music off.
Do you want it off?
Yeah, kind of.
Does it remind you that you suck at it or no?
Listen, I'm on a cold streak. I started off smoking you. Listen, just like the Grizz, got real hot after the turn of the new year. Calm down. You know, I'm just identify with the team, which means I'm losing a lot right now.
So you suck.
I'm losing a lot right now. Yeah. Hey, I'm one with the team.
All right, let's talk about Brandon Clark. Expectations for BC when he returns, the expected return date should be Wednesday. He, as you all know, two doubtfuls and you get a questionable, which means you probably get to play the next time. So we should see him back Wednesday night. So first question, start, sit, or bench?
I feel like probably bench because he's going to be in a bench role next year. And that way it's not like forcing anything crazy, but I don't know. We'll see who plays for them that night.
I think you're going to see all the guys play.
You think so?
So I don't think we see Luke Kennard. But the reason that Luke Kennard has been personal reasons is, from my understanding, is because his wife is expecting a baby very soon. He did not travel. For the reason is one, he didn't travel, so he didn't have to hurry up and rush back to get back if his wife did have a baby. That's my understanding. That is not the truth. I don't know, but I know that his wife is expecting very soon. So maybe he didn't want to go on a West Coast road trip and then have to fly across country if his wife was going to give birth any minute. Fair. His wife could have given birth already. We have no idea.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that he could be back because it is a home game. But I don't know. But I do think that we're going to have Conchar. He's still out another game or two. He has a heel issue. They announced that tonight. But for everybody else, Jaren, Bane, I don't know about Vince, but we just saw Lamar. Like, I think that we're going to be, for the most part, we're going to be more healthy than we have been in a long while.
Well, I just wonder with the two ways, who doesn't play. But most likely off the bench still is what I would guess.
Yeah. I would assume. And so we'll see. But you know what we could do is we could have had Kenny Lofton Jr. here this year. You know what that does? It works the opposite of what we wanted. We don't want more wins right now.
Unmoved.
Black
is he on an NBA team right now?
He, I don't believe. He's on the Salt Lake. Salt Lake G League team.
Okay.
You should probably know that. You know, right down the street from the crib.
Yeah, I go to Jazz games all the time.
What's your thoughts on him just overall? Do you think he comes back and has a decent role? Do you think he, 12 to 15 minutes, or you think they actually give him maybe 20?
Oh, I don't know. I think 15 probably sounds about right, but yeah. If it's the Memphis Grizzlies and a guy's coming back from a traumatic injury, he's ready. Like he's ready.
Good, ready.
He's ready. Well, but honestly, like given the context of this season as well, like the way the season has gone, they don't need him to come back for anything. Like if he's coming back, he's coming back to play.
Yeah.
Period. Like that is literally the only reason, so that he can play basketball. And so 15 seems right, but you know, the same thing, the way they treated this injury, I'm sure they made sure he was more than ready to come back. Maybe he does see 20 minutes really quick. I would be a little surprised, but we'll see. But I think we will see him as a full bore Brandon Clark while he's out there, right? Like, I don't think they will ease him back into the mix. He may ease himself back in, right? Like, he may be like, oh, like, I want to test it, right? I'm sure getting back into game action, you're a little bit freaked out. You can't not be after an injury like that. At the same time, I feel like once he gets going, they're going to be trying to like get him to do Brandon Clark things, like
right.
Get to that bunny, get him a lob, see what we can do here. Right. So
yeah,
it's exciting, man. It's really exciting. You know, it's the same thing. They've spread it out perfectly. Honestly, great job by the PR department. They have spread out the things for us to be excited about since Ja and Dez and Marcus went down. It's like this season's in the tank. They're like, hey guys, play really hard for like 1 month. And we're going to start doing, like, bringing guys back. Gigi, national TV, go ahead and show them what you actually got then. It's like they've spread it apart so that we can be excited about things. So we have one more thing to be excited about to get us to the end.
Unfortunately, the only thing we don't have is any more national TV games. But we do have 10 games remaining. I expect to see Brandon Clark in 5 of the 10, for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I think that's easy. And the reason is, and if anybody's ever played sports or any whatever, if you're coming off of an injury, these are the most important games for him. It's because it allows him to kind of honestly have stress-free games, even though he's going to be stressed the F out because he's going to be so nervous. He won't trust his body. But what it does is get him in games, and then he has the full offseason to hopefully – get over the fact that he's already played some games and kind of just puts it in the back of his mind. So he's gonna be big. But 10 games remaining. Anything you're looking forward to?
Brandon Clark coming back. that's about one thing real quick I want to say before I forget. Old Wayno, sick of hearing about Lofton. Grizz fans just want the second coming of Zebo. He's not that guy. Guess what? He can't be that guy because a guy from NC State is that guy.
Bro, he looks just like Zebo.
He is a freight train. My buddy Chuck loves the dude, and I was not a big fan when I thought they were about to lose to – who did they play they almost lost to?
Oakland.
Oakland, when they almost lost to Oakland because I had them in my Survivor pool. But lo and behold, we're still here.
Is your Survivor pool still going?
Still going, and I have all my top seeds left besides Creighton. Every top seed I have left besides Creighton. So, and I don't intend to use them again. So, anyways, all to say, we already had the second coming of Zebo, and he's wearing red. He's about to have the season ended, though. That game's not going to go very well for him, for them. But I forgot what we were even talking about. Oh, what are we looking forward to? Brandon Clark coming back.
Yep.
Honestly, seeing Brandon and Dez and Jaren on the floor together. I really hope we get Vince back, like for a guy that has been such a soldier through this season to then get hurt when guys start to come back. Like I would love for him to get minutes with some of the actual roster guys back, the top seven guys back. But outside of that, the same thing we've been looking forward to, which is seeing how some of these other guys operate within that structure. So it'd be good for Dez and Jaren and BC to have each other, but it'll also be really good for Gigi to have all these guys. Like, the more people you add in, the easier the game gets for Gigi Jackson, the easier the game gets for Vince Williams, the easier the game gets for Trey Jamison, for that matter. Which I think, and Brevin brought it up tonight, is a good reminder to us that Jaren's really good. Dez is really good. Brandon's really good. And none of these guys, Ja Morant good. And it's a good reminder, I thought Brev had tonight, of like, once you get these guys back, like Ja Morant back, the game just gets so much easier for everybody. Just hold on. I know everyone is like slowly approaching the cliff of despair as the season ends. And I'm like, guys, like, it's coming back. A lot of people are coming back, and one of them is Ja Morant. So just like, hold on. Hold on. We've made it so far.
There's only 10. Listen, at this point, like, I didn't want to do the show tonight just because I'm tired and the show and the game and stunk. But once I turn on the show and push, you know, go live, like, I kind of get a little, you know, a little boost of energy. And honestly, it's kind of hanging out with some friends in a sense. And so always a good time. And so I'm up once we start going.
Also, let's look at this. The games they have coming up, Lakers at home, possibly with Brandon. I guess the at home thing doesn't matter this year, but possibly with Brandon Clark.
We won't win.
Magic, Pistons, Bucks, Pistons, Sixers, Spurs, Cavs probably won't go well. Lakers, Nuggets, we'll pretend that one doesn't exist. Those are a bunch of games you can compete in, especially if you're bringing back bodies. Like, we could have fun.
Yeah.
There's a chance. There's a chance we have a good time.
So you're telling me there's a chance. We're definitely not doing weekends still, unless we get somebody else to come in and do these. But I know the 76ers won the 4-6 one. That is the they're doing for Marc Gasol. And then this Saturday is the 3:30 is the Magic. So besides that, we have 8 shows left. I don't know how many you have actually left. You have like
not
5.
Not many. Less than that.
Yeah, so I know I will miss one of those shows throughout the year. Nate and I will both be here 4:14 to end the year. It will be a Sunday game. It will be a sleepy game. But we always want to make sure we do the last game, even though it is on a Sunday. But just kind of give you a little bit. Nate is going on another vacation, and he's going to miss a few in a row. And so I will be here for the most part, except for one game. It's on my my actual anniversary. I'm going to take that off on 4/12. That is a Lakers game. So, but besides that, man, that's it. I'm excited about Brandon Clark. I really do think that he has a chance to really show like what he can do. And I really sometimes it's easily forgotten how much these guys, how good they really are. And I really think that he has a chance to come and show that he can really be a true rotational player as he always has been.
Okay. I have one question for you.
Yep.
Not related to the Grizzlies at all.
Yeah.
Who do you have losing to UConn in the national championship? But I want to ask who you have winning it, because if it's not UConn, you're
dude. So I have Houston. I have Houston in one, and then I have Creighton in one, surprisingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
All right. I am going to take – oh, dang it. I was going to take Houston. Dang it. That sucks. I will then take
– what are you doing?
Marquette.
Okay.
I'll take Marquette.
Four.
To lose to UConn in the national championship.
Oh, so this is like a teams to root for.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to come in second? Because I already know
UConn's coming first.
Yeah. So who do you think is coming out the other side?
Yeah.
I'm debating in my survivor pool picking the Zags over Purdue this coming week, though. That's one that I have sort of like, kind of like maybe. But other than that, saving on my top seeds.
Yeah. No, I'm going Arizona over somebody, and then I'm going to go probably Marquette over NC State.
Yeah. Well, we're getting to the point where points are starting to matter.
That's so. What I'm thinking about using NC State just for fun. over Marquette, but I think Marquette's going to dominate them.
Yeah. That's a bad idea, Daniel.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's get to the this last question, and then we're going to wrap it up from here. Keemix wants to know, so hold up. What are we doing for the offseason here then? What are we doing, Nate? What do we normally do every offseason if you are a new person to Grizz on a One? We did this last year, and I think it worked out fairly well. And I have actually been given, and nobody's here to tell me I can't, but I was actually talking to the head bosses of Bluff City Media, and they said, whatever day you really want to go live on, at whatever time, you have probably first right of refusal. We're not going to go live during the day. And so it will be at night, and we normally do a certain day, but, what day do we normally do, Nate?
Wednesdays.
No, it's Tuesday.
I don't know. I disappear into a cave and ask everyone to leave me alone.
So Tuesday, throughout the off season is normally what we do is. So if you are, joining here, as always, we only go once a week during the off season.
Yeah.
And so we will go Tuesdays through the playoffs for sure. If something big, happens, obviously we'll try to do a live show, just kind of breaking news or whatever. But Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Central, we do it later at 8 because obviously our shows are usually low later. Instead of us going that late, we start a little bit earlier. So we don't want to start at like 6 or 7. We think 8's a good time because normally our audience is 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. We will do a live post-game show probably after a random summer league game normally.
Yeah.
And we always have a draft special.
Yeah.
Always. Last year went 4 hours, which was,
was miserable. It was
stupid.
I wore a tie. What a bad idea that was. That's when the John Martin doppelganger stuff started, too. Yep. Shout out to Sam.
Yep. We're not doing that this year.
Blazing.
Yeah. So I know we'll go live very early on. I think we might maybe do a couple different appearances. I don't know if we'll go live the entire. That's a long time. Because we started last year in the 20s, and it went 4 hours. So we're not starting at 1.
Terrible.
Yeah. So that's the plan for the offseason. But we will be here, obviously, for the next 10 games, 8 of the 10 for sure. We will have a show, and then we'll see if we can get somebody else come on any other time possibly. But at this point in the season, I probably won't just because it's not worth it unless somebody really wants to. So yeah. That's all we got. Nate, you got anything else?
Yeah, bedtime.
Yeah, it is bedtime. before we get to bedtime, we do have one more and almost forgotten. That is Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. It's a grassroots business that was started right here in Memphis. Chef Smith is a Memphian through and through and promotes healthy eating and wellness, something Kenny Lofton could check in on. And are you looking for to cook at home? Well, Chef Smith, you can get the cookbook right now. And just go over and download it on Amazon, and it is straight to your house. But Heaven's Healthy Kitchen continues to do monthly pop-ups. The next one is coming up in April, so stay tuned when the next one will pop up. But Heaven's Healthy Kitchen, you can find them at orderhhk.com, serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet foods straight to you. There's Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. I can't believe he's still here. Look at that. All right, so... yeah, Lightning DJ. Someone say draft special. Hey, you guys. It reminds me of Goonies so much. But for real, go check out Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. Somebody go buy the cookbook and then give it a review and let us know about it. I want to know because I my wife cooks for the most part. I can dabble if I need to. Maybe I should just get it. Maybe I'm talking to myself. But Nate, anything else that you have? I know you said you didn't, but anything else you got before we completely get out of here? All right.
No. I want cookies, but also sleep.
Yep. Well, another good show out of you all for kind of always chiming in, helping out. Tomorrow's gonna be fun for me. Tomorrow, I'm old. It's my 40th birthday tomorrow. So, it should be a blast. I wish it would stop raining cats and dogs outside, but it should be a good time. My kids are probably more excited about it than I am at this point in life. But it should be a good time. And so we'll all have some fun, and then we'll report back on Wednesday how everything went. So, but yes, the big 4-0, man, I don't know. I'm up over the hill, under the hill. I don't know.
You are the hill.
All right. But that's all we got, man. Thank you all for coming out, hanging out. Before you get out of here, hit the like button on your way out. We always appreciate you all, but that's all we got. I can't find the button, so I can't get us out of here. All right, that's it. Be nice and tell your friends.